The Park City Council saw a first glimpse of next year's budget at its recent meeting and found that the bright side is that sales tax revenues are up. Councilmember Tim Henney says it's due to conservative projections and a strengthening economy.
Some nice surprises there. Tax revenues have come in much higher. Again, it's really great because the budget guys, Nate and Jed, are very conservative. You know, so we've budgeted for something less. We're getting more in revenues. Now, all of us who live in this community could probably have looked around and said, we're busy. And sales tax is going to come in, if not really high, maybe higher than, you know, it was last year and the year before. And that's what's happening. We're getting a nice bump in sales tax, which is an indication of hopefully all of our businesses have done well. But as a community, business seems to be very good. And there's a vibrant economy here. And that's showing up in the sales tax numbers.
If tax revenues continue to come in stronger than projected, Henney says it'll postpone any property tax increases for a few more years.
If nothing changes with kind of the inflationary increases that we see on the expense side and the projected increases that we see on the revenue side, there is a crossing of the lines, and I call that the event horizon. And right now, it's 3 or 4 years out. Now, if things continue to surprise on the revenue side, like sales tax expands more than we expect, that event horizon gets pushed out a year or two.
But he says increased sales tax revenue obviously won't carry the community forever, and it will eventually need to engage in the discussion of how the level of desired service relates to the level of property taxes it's willing to pay.
Because if we want the services that we have and the services that we get, and we run a very efficient and tight government and community, we are going to, at some point, and maybe it's not 4 years from now, maybe it's 10 years from now, that would be really nice, but there's going to come a day when we're going to have to figure out how to get more revenues unless we want to reduce services. And we have some big projects and some big visions out there of things that we'd like to do, and, you know, we can't do those things, those big ideas, unless we figure out a way to fund them.
That's Park City Councilmember Tim Henney. The city's budget process, called Budgeting for Outcomes, will be considered over the next month. The budget will be approved in June. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.